HarperCollins presents Vera Wong's Unsolicited Advice for Murderers by Jesse Setanto. Read by Eunice Wong.
To Mama, the OG Vera. 1. Vera. Vera Wong Chuchu, age 60, is a pig, but she really should have been born a rooster. We are, of course, referring to Chinese horoscopes. Vera Wong is a human woman, thank you very much, but roosters have nothing on her. Every morning at exactly 4:30, Vera's eyelids snap open like roller shades shooting up. Then the upper half of her body levitates from the mattress, no lazy rolling out of bed for Vera, though admittedly sitting up in bed now comes with about half a dozen clicks and clacks of her joints. She swings her fuzzy socked feet out with gusto and immediately finds the slippers she placed next to her bed with military precision the night before. She takes a quick moment to send a text to her son, reminding him that he's sleeping his life away and should have been up and at it before her. He is, after all, a young man with a whole world to conquer. Late mornings, Vera believes, are only for toddlers and Europeans. After a quick wash, Vera dons her morning gear, a polo shirt with a Ralph Lauren logo so big that it covers her entire left breast. Well, okay, thanks to the ravages of time and gravity, it covers the top half of her breast, and sweatpants. Arm sleeves are yanked on and adjusted so that there isn't an exposed sliver of skin between her shirt sleeves and the removable ones. Many years ago, when Vera was a brazen young woman, she never checked her arm sleeves and often walked around with a tanned strip of skin around her upper arms. Those were obviously the wild days when she lived life on the edge and took unnecessary risks. Sleeves on, Vera nods at her reflection and marches to the kitchen, where she gulps down a pint of room-temperature water. Cold water, Vera believes, would freeze the fats in your arteries and give you heart disease. At the door, Vera dons her orthopedic sneakers and her tortoiseshell sunglasses, and finally, the last and perhaps most vital article of clothing, a visor so enormous that there is no way that a single ray of freckle-causing, wrinkle-making sunlight could snake its way onto her face. Then, without a backward glance, Vera strides out into the world. And all of this happens without the aid of alarm clocks. Vera should really have been a rooster, but she isn't. She is a pig, and perhaps that is where all the trouble began. According to the Chinese horoscope, pigs are diligent and compassionate and are the ones to call upon when sincere advice is needed. Unfortunately, very few people call Vera for sincere advice or even insincere advice. The one person who should be calling her at all times for advice, her son, Tilbert, never does. Vera doesn't quite understand why. When her parents were alive, she often went to them for advice, even when she didn't need to. Because, unlike her son, Vera was a filial child and knew that asking her parents for advice made them feel needed. Well, no matter. Vera is a diligent mother and goes out of her way to give Tilly all the advice he could ever need anyway. Her previous texts are as follows. Sent today at 4:31 a.m. Tilly, are you awake? It is 4:31 a.m., very late. When I was your age, I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning to cook breakfast for our gong and our ma. Tilly, seize the day. Carpe diem. Kind regards, Mama. Sent yesterday at 7:45 p.m. Tilly, I noticed that this girl, at not Chloe Bennett, has liked two of your videos on the TikTok. I think this means she likes you. I look at her profile and she pout a lot, but I think she will make good wife. She went with her mother for manicure last week. This means she is a filial daughter. Perhaps you should slip and slide into her DM. Kind regards, Mama. Vera had been particularly pleased.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?